everyone, this is the Five Creative Podcast and I'm Charlotte from The Pippin Theory. The podcast is basically going to be a platform for the creative people in Fife to be able to speak about what they do and the things that are great about Fife. Today it's just an intro to what Fife Creative is, so we'll get on with the episode and I hope you enjoy it.
Hi, I'm Caitlin Smith. I'm the founder and I'm currently studying BA Visual Communications and Digital Publishing.
I'm Stuart, I'm the content admin and I also have a commercial photographer.
So, what is Fife Creative?
It's a community hub for creatives in Fife, as you can tell by the name. And we just kind of want to connect people, for now anyway, and get people to network with each other. Because a lot of the people that I've worked with in photography and VizCom don't really know other creatives. Mm-hmm. They kind of stick to their own, and if they ever want to do something different, like they want photos for art they've made or they want a magazine for photographs they've made, they don't really know who to go to or how to go about doing it. So it's to get people to kind of use each other and bounce ideas off each other.
Kind of a bit of a melting pot for ideas kind of thing.
What would you say the community hub is at the minute?
So at the minute, we're trying to build kind of a place to go for resources, and that's what I'm working on at the moment because I'm content admin. So I'm just trying to build as much content as possible so people have useful information to be able to go and get. Caitlin will always be able to say what the end goal is of the whole project as well.
Well, it's very online based now. The main thing I think was starting the online thing was for market research as well. So in a few years, if we wanted to get a building and put studios in it, you'd need market research. So we need people in Fife that have got to know us and got to trust us and got to work with us that will give us their insight. Like, would they come? Would they use them? Would they rent them full term, long term,
What ones would be useful?
How much you'd pay? Do we need more art studios in photography? Do we need more hot desks than TV studios? There's no point putting a radio studio in it if no one's going to use it.
Yeah.
Because I know there are a few radio studios and music studios dotted about Fife. So it's what people need, what people want, so that they don't have to travel to Edinburgh, Glasgow, Dundee and pay a fortune.
Yeah. I think as well one of the important things about the Fife Creative website at the moment is that there's no money needs to change hands, all the resources are free of charge. We'll be completely honest, we do monetize the site, so there is ads on the site, but they're not that invasive. Most of the time you can just ignore them, basically. But that's what pays for the site, basically. So you can go on, you can look at resources, you can download things. We've not got many downloads up at the moment, but we are looking to build that. But yeah, it's all free of charge. Obviously, if and when we get a sort of studio building, there will be charges for that, but that's off in the future for now.
But it's only, we've seen there's not more new downloads and stuff like that, but it's only been going less than 2 months.
Yeah.
23rd of February, I think I started it.
Yeah, 23rd of February, yeah.
Going back to the end goal and it being like a more offline sort of things and face to face, so would you be looking at a variety of creative people? Because there are, I know a few like places where it shows, if you're radio, you go to this place. If you're music, you go to here.
Yeah, it's
more very fragmented, so people don't really join up. It's just you go to a place or you talk to a person.
So like specialisms.
Yeah, so there's lots of communication between makeup artists and photographers, but there's not a lot between other creatives, because maybe an artist has got an exhibition that they're showing that they might want some publicity from a photographer. There's not really that sort of dialogue open at the moment. There is some, but it's not easy dialogue, and it's not sort of got a hub and somewhere that everyone should be going.
It's kind of in like, you probably have to hire someone quite expensive as well, whereas if you're in Fife Creative, there is always a chance that it's tit for tat. So if you're a graphic designer and you need photos done, you get someone to take your photos, and then in turn you design a magazine for them, things like that. Because I know a lot of people on the page are, they're young, they're students, or they're just starting out, and it's, money is difficult.
Which kind of works well. Like, one of my biggest, like, my favourite word I've even got like a post on Instagram where the amount of times I write collaboration in my notebook, and I think that is one of the biggest things within art and design and crafting, where it needs to be more.
Yeah, you need other people.
Yeah, because a lot of people just think, oh, I'm doing something artistic, and they just focus in and it's what they're doing, what they're doing alone, whereas they could be doing something together and creating something that shows like a community spirit or something similar to that, some idea like that.
Yeah, create a team without being a team.
Yeah.
Like, you can still be your own business, but at the same time you've got a network of...
Yeah.
Everyone can lean off each other. It's a virtuous cycle, so... Mm. Everyone's benefiting from each other.
Skillshare.
Because we have people already. We've had a poet. Was he a poet or a writer?
Yeah, so we're... At the moment, we're trying to get contributors for the site. So I'm a photographer, so I can put photography posts up and tutorials. Mm-hmm. I am working on quite a few at the moment, and I've already got some tutorials up there, some lessons up there. But for example, I can't do anything about jewellery design or poetry because I can't write poetry. I just can't. It's not my thing. So we're looking for people who have got these skills, this expertise to add to the site.
Mm-hmm.
You can apply on fivecreative.co.uk.
I was about to say, so the next question, if there's people listening and they want to be a contributor, what's the process?
Yeah, it's just a simple case of go on to Five Creative and... Well, I'll look just now for you. Just go up and there's a section called
fivecreative.co.uk.
fivecreative.co.uk. It's just the become a contributor section. Click on there and just fill out your details there. Just means that we can throw together a little email for you introducing you to the site.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the moment, we don't have any sort of any way to sort of give back just yet. So at the moment, our main way of giving back is by providing the hub to people to collect all the information. In the future, if and when the ad revenue starts going up, once people are going to the site more often, we will be looking into sort of paying contributors.
Mm-hmm.
It will depend, and we'll keep reviewing it. But we are going to be transparent as well, so we are going to be publishing earnings reports from the ads as well. So the thing as well is we want to be completely transparent because it is a community, so we want people to trust us, essentially. So if you've got any questions at all, fire an email, call meet myself, or just get in touch and we'll run you through the process.
If there's people that want to be a contributor but they're not up for like a full-time deal, like or a regular, would they be able to do it as like a one-off? Every now and then.
Yeah, even if you just want to put one article up, that's completely fine.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we do read the articles as well. If someone's going to be submitting an article, we will read through it, and if there's any sort of, we'll check it for plagiarism, that sort of thing. And if there's any issues, we'll kindly ask you just to fix a couple of issues, that sort of thing.
Spell check.
Exactly, we'd offer to do it as well, that sort of thing. But there's no commitment, nothing basically. It's just a case of submit whatever you want, we'll just review it to make sure it meets the sort of guidelines that we've got, and then we'll publish it.
I mean, like, groups of people could work. So say there was one for jewellery or something, and a few people do different videos. I wouldn't expect anyone to do it all the time, unless we were paying them a decent wage for it. Because I know a lot of people, like, you go to work or you go to college and you've got all this work to do, you don't really want to sit down once a week and make a tutorial. So, just whenever you feel like it, send us a wee email or...
It just takes away the fear of, like, oh, I really want to contribute with this, but I don't feel like I put the time in. So,
The good thing as well is, if you contribute... We'll be honest, we don't rank very high at the moment, but obviously the more content we get, the higher search engines are going to rank us, the more popular we're going to be. Basically, the more stuff we've got on the website, the more useful stuff that people actually value, the more people are going to come to the website.
Mm-hmm.
The more people come to the website, obviously the more money we make. But the other thing is that the more people come to our website, the higher we rank. If the higher we rank, then if you put a blog post up or an article up about something and you're linking into your business,
yep,
you could potentially be generating increased traffic to your own website,
yeah,
or creating your own brand recognition. People will go, oh, that was that person that did that,
yep,
that useful article there, and either phone them, get some more advice, or I might get their services, that sort of thing.
Well, that's the thing about, obviously you're saying, oh, we can't pay these contributors, but when you're talking about, you know, it's young, your main kind of people at the minute on the Facebook group is young and like just graduated or they're still students,
yeah,
a lot of the time they don't really care about the money, they're used to not having money, so getting the promotion is just as good.
Yeah,
I mean,
so,
we're young ourselves. The whole reason I started this was that all I've heard for the past year is there's no jobs in Fife and there's nothing for creatives in Fife, and it's Edinburgh and Glasgow, and Dundee's up and coming, but Dundee's still a while away. And if you don't drive, the train's expensive. If you do drive, parking's expensive. It's catch 22. You can't...
Or bus takes you over an hour.
You can't do right for doing wrong.
Yeah.
So it's trying to get something here for young people. And
yeah, and if we build a community, then that is going to encourage people to look here,
mm-hmm, yeah,
to get creatives to do. So if it's, for example, if they need a photographer for a commercial shoot,
yep,
and there's this hub of people that they know they can go to, they can potentially see their work, because we have a creative directory as well in there. So there's like a big there's hopefully going to be a big collection of people, then they'll go, that's a great resource, and people will be able to look at it for free and go, that's someone I want to employ,
mm-hmm,
to do this and this. And then they're going to be potentially less likely to go elsewhere where it's a bit fragmented and difficult to find people.
Yeah, especially if it's all in one area.
Yeah.
Even if you've not got, you know, you just need a photographer this time, but you've seen, oh, they've got textiles and they've got jewellers.
Yeah.
I've got another project that might, or I know this person, they might like it because of this, whatever. So, which is good. So where, let's go to the beginning. When did you have this idea? You saying the official start date was the 23rd of February.
Oh, we went on a school trip to Glasgow this quarter to try and get you out all the time. We've been
school
ECA
trip
and stuff.
School trip, was it school?
College trip. To the SWG3 building in Glasgow, and that place is just phenomenal. It is huge. SWG3?
Oh, I don't know that one.
It's like this big warehouse and it's massive, and they've got sponsors and stuff. He's doing really well, whoever started it. And they have like a big hot desk and room, and it's mostly graphic designers and that.
Cool.
They've got art studios and photography studios. They've got TV studios. They've got a big room downstairs they use for events, and they've got a bar.
Wow.
And it's something that might never ever be on that scale, but it's something that, you know, you can rent a photography studio for a day. You can pop in, take photos, leave. And then artist studios for people that don't have the room.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you've got a house and you've got kids running about, you don't really want to be sitting in your living room.
Yeah.
And there's people everywhere trying to do a painting or trying to make a bracelet or something.
Yeah.
For
kids,
some people.
Kids running around with paints.
Yeah,
on their hands.
Just not room for some people. And I think the only place in Fife that really does it is the fire station, and they're quite a small building.
Yeah.
They can't take a lot of people. So having another place would be.
And we're not obviously saying that the fire station creative isn't good, because it is.
Oh, that's a great resource.
It's a beautiful building. It's got I've not dealt with them before, but I've heard they've got really great staff, great atmosphere. But it is quite small and it is quite upmarket.
Well, I mean, even for the size that SWG3 is in Glasgow, they could use another 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Like, even if we build one, it still might not be enough.
Yeah.
There's always a need for people to have somewhere to go that's going to have computers and printers and studios and stuff.
Because if you're doing an odd job, you can't afford to be renting out a studio space. It's it's going to be the same as your mortgage or your rent on your house. So having somewhere where you just rent it if and when you need it, that's something we really want to get to the stage of doing.
Yeah.
Because that's going to potentially open the floodgates for people to actually be able to conduct business in Fife and be able to do it affordably as well.
It also empower a lot of people.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
you
definitely.
Know, like, from that thing of I'm sitting at home with kids, can I really do it? Oh, but if this kind of reasonably priced resource that I can use every now and then for the projects that I am.
And then you get the kids out, kids out of the way for a few hours and go along and get your stuff done.
I mean, the SWG3 have meeting rooms as well. You can hire meeting rooms to do briefings.
Yeah.
So if you're showing a client something and you don't really want to do it in your house, or you want to have a meeting with a client or something, they have meeting rooms you can hire as well.
Mm-hmm.
They have everything. But it's great to, you know, some people don't have the room. I mean, for instance, if I was to move in with my boyfriend and we got a 2-bed, he'd get the study over I would, because he needs it more for what he does. So I wouldn't really have anywhere for me.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd have to get a 3-bed. Yeah. And some, it's just not possible for some people.
A lot of people
have
1-beds, and then they would have to, like, I know people who, whenever they've got to do something, they've got to deconstruct their whole sitting room. And then build up, and who wants to do that, really?
Oh, I've got, when I moved in with my husband, that was part of the deal. We, minimum, we had a 2-bed, and it was my, I had my art studio, and I think I love being able to work at home. But the biggest bit with me is like just him coming in, or if I've got visitors, and I'm like, my rule is if my door's shut, don't, like, I'm working.
Yeah.
If it's open, you can come in. I'm not doing something important, you can come in whenever. They don't listen to the rule.
Yeah.
No.
Most of the time, they don't listen to the rule.
Which is why I have a purpose-built space is best.
Which would be good.
Where all the nuisances are away.
There's people that have
you don't have to travel an hour to get that.
Mm. There's people that have sheds and garages as well, but it's for a lot of people, they can't afford the space. They can't afford to build a garage or a house with a garage. And it's sitting on the couch or sitting in your bed.
Mm.
And I do that. I try and do work in my bed, and I just, you don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
The motivation's not there.
Yeah, but when you've got a desk and you've got your laptop in front of you and that's it,
it makes you more productive. Business kind of frame of mind.
Yeah.
And
then if you've got a room that's dedicated, or like an area.
Because when you're at home, all you want to do is put the kettle on.
Aye.
Except for a TV.
Oh, I sorted that one out.
Well,
I put a kettle in my studio. It's cute. It's a little teapot looking thing. But no, again, like, it's a whole different kind of kettle of fish, going from you working in your studio at home to then working, like, if you get a creative block during the day, you can get up, go make a cup of tea, play with the animals or whatever. But if you're in a creative hub,
you can just go up and have a wander
and be like, ah, I'm stuck on this wee project, like, need some inspiration.
And that's another thing we're really wanting to build is, again, it's going to be in a few years' time potentially, but with this building that we're wanting to get to the point of, is we want to make a friendly space as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just a case of you turn up, you don't speak to anyone, you go into a room and you do your do your photography, or you do a painting, you do some sketching or something like that, and then you leave. It's a case of you go there, you have your lunch day in a little breakout area, and you have a little chat, or you get a mental block or creative block, so you go along to an area where there's other people and you have a chat and you exchange ideas, and maybe you go, oh, that's a great idea, we'll do that, and then that's where the collaboration comes in.
Yeah.
Because then you might want to do a project together. You never know.
Wee kitchen, some couches.
Yeah.
As you're talking, I can see total visuals in your head.
Exactly,
like,
got it
planned.
Got it all in my head. As do you, I think.
Oh, I've been thinking about this for months. But it's trying to build trust as well. Like, we're trying to put on exhibitions, and it's harder now, and it's the thing that people have been suggesting, places that cost money, and I'm like, I wouldn't trust. I know it might just be £5 or £10, but the amount of people out there that can do whatever they want with their bank details, I wouldn't really be sending money to people. So it's trying to get a few exhibitions or a few meetups so people will trust us enough so that if we do have to hire an exhibition space and it costs money, they'll send us money, or if we want to do something.
There's an actual website where it's something really simple, like, it's called Meetups. Where you basically go on and you arrange like an event or a meetup and post it, and this is apparently like a really big thing. I've never heard of it, but like in Dundee and Edinburgh and Glasgow, and it's kind of like when you do like Facebook events or Twitter events and stuff, but it's like for like-minded people. So people go in, I'll find the website and show you later, but people go in and they basically just type up like, I don't know, gaming events nearby. And it comes up for the... So that could be another avenue. Even if it's just, let's have a creative meetup in Costa, in Cacodi or something like that, which is a whole different...
It's kind of hoping that people mesh as well, because I've been a member of a few groups on Facebook, and they're all creative something or collective something, but they're very inclusive. It's they want photographers, hairstylists, makeup artists, and usually another one, designers. And they're very inclusive, and it's in the hopes that if we meet up and you don't really know anyone and they don't do what you do, that you'll still kind of talk to them.
Yeah.
Because they might not be useful to you now, but they might be useful to you one day.
Yeah.
And it'd be great to make friends as well, people.
Yeah.
That, well, like you can message them, like, I've done this and I don't know what to do.
And on the subject of that as well, as we are mediating the site as well, we're mediating the Facebook group.
Yeah.
So a lot of these kind of things people set up, things that are like photography groups, and people just talk nonsense on them, and things that aren't related. And you know, that's fine, talk about things that aren't related to photography on Facebook, but don't do it on a photography group.
Yeah.
And do it on another group that's for what you're talking about, or have a chat with your pals, or do that sort of thing.
So you're doing the Facebook group as things that are more, or things that are actual kind of creative based.
Yeah, so if someone's needing like a contact, like we had someone who was looking for contacts for a project they were doing, and we've had people that have been posting things for competitions that they're throwing. That's fine. The one thing we don't want is we don't want just random conversations that are
irrelevant.
And we also, if there's anybody that's not getting on or anything like that, then we do have a sort of a policy in place where there is rules in place, and we do make sure that they are followed. So if someone is breaking the rules, they're told.
Yeah.
And if they continue to break the rules, they'll be removed as well. And we do provide that support as well. So we don't want anyone on the site to feel like they're not being included, like they're getting bullied or anything like that at all. That's something we do take really seriously, because that's rife in these groups.
Yeah.
Is most of these groups, you'll have people that have left because they just feel totally alienated.
That's not good.
Yeah,
it's really, being inclusive though is really difficult, because you don't think about things like, I did photography and Stuart did photography, and now I do visual communications, and they're all very like digital, like you can print out what you've done and you can put it on a wall and people can look at it. It's really difficult when you're hosting exhibitions to think about, like, so we'll have to have wall space, and we'll have to have tables for jewellers and artists if they make sculptures, and we'll need to hang frames, we'll need to hang canvases, we might need to put posters up, we might need to hang up, I don't know, somebody's did a painting on something weird, like a screen print or something they're called. So all these things you've got to think about. Animators will need a space, or if musicians want to bring along a CD, and I never thought it'd be this hard.
It's quite educational actually, because we're finding out a lot about different sort of creative disciplines as well, which is great, because it's always fun to learn things. But no, it is a bit of a challenge, because right at the start we were kind of sitting down and we were like, right, we're going to find out who we've got that we know that does certain things, and we were inviting people and we're like, what is it that you guys do? And we're thinking, and we're like, what creative disciplines are there? And when we really sat down and thought about it,
everything.
So many, and you just gotta think about it.
You get digital
so
ones
many.
And hair, beauty, makeup, textiles, jewellery, music, we put acting in it, and at some times I kind of regret that, because I don't know how we're going to represent actors. But then you can't leave people out. That was the whole point of starting this as well, was a lot of these groups I was in, they left a lot of people out, and you can't call yourself creative or collective if it's only a small, very precise group of people. You need to let everyone in, and we might not be able to do anything for them now, but hopefully.
Yeah.
But then one of the thing is that you kind of go in and you don't know a lot about these disciplines.
Mm.
Yeah.
But the best way to actually get the information, or how can we help you, is... Because it will essentially use a facilitator.
Exactly, yeah.
That would be kind of a terminology that would be best suited, and you go to them, and you can maybe find resources and help them and empower them to be able to set up their own exhibitions.
Exactly.
And,
even if we don't find the resources, then someone who's actually from that discipline can again sign up to be a contributor, drop themselves down, and potentially in the future get a bit of a kickback for it as well.
Yeah.
And it helps everyone. And then, of course, there could be a conversation and that could actually end up helping them too. So it's just, again, people got to think it's a virtuous cycle. So if you can contribute, there's a potential that you're going to actually get something from it as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're starting those wee competitions and we don't have prizes. Like, we keep thinking online that we'll give them gift vouchers and so they can get photos printed or they can do this or that. But again, that's very, if somebody that's not a photographer
competitions
wins
are
it.
Difficult.
But there's always a thing like, if we do a competition and you win it, we'll share your website for a week, we'll put your portfolio up. If we did something to do with acting or physical theatre or something, we'll pop your headshots up and a wee bit about yourself, trying to just push people out there. And that's,
it could be even like, you could be the feature of the website,
feature pages like on websites and stuff,
front page kind of things,
and trying to give people a reason to want to do it. Because I know that if I finish college and go and get a job,
mm-hmm.
I won't do as much out with my job, take my camera out from time to time, but I won't have that much incentive to do anything.
Yep.
Whereas if people are running competitions and it gives me a chance to get my name out there, I'm more likely to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good to be a reward for it. Because if you, I'm the same as well, I'm a photographer and I love doing photography, but I've got my day job that I go to, and when you get home, you've not got any incentive to actually go out and take the camera with you and actually do stuff, or take the easel out and start doing a painting or that, whatever you're sort of looking to do. But if you've got that incentive, or if there's this thing going on where I can put my work out there and get some feedback, or I can potentially, obviously we're looking in the future to do competitions where there's actually prizes involved.
Yeah.
We're still working on that. That's earliest planning stages yet still. But then if there was that kind of incentive, it gives you the urge to go, you know what, I'm actually going to go do something now.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you win, it's like, yay.
No, I'm on a year out at the minute from uni. And one of the things that's kept me going, like a lot of people turn around and go, don't take a year out when you're a designer or like a creative person, because that year out when you're working in like Asda or a care home or nothing to do with design, you'll lose touch with it. And one of the things that I've done is been doing competition entries. Even if I don't actually enter it, I still kind of look at the brief and then do something at home.
Yeah.
Gives you something to do, something to keep your brain running.
Yeah.
Because when you let your brain stop,
yep.
It's hard to get it to go again.
Yeah, one of the things, like, I think when you're a student, or especially, you kind of always go to the same themes.
Mm.
Like, year after year, like, I'm a total tree hugger when it comes to design. Like, I love all the patterns and nature and stuff. Whereas the competitions give you a totally different theme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to think more outside the box.
Yeah, it's someone else telling you what to do.
Yeah.
So that's like a brief, and it's great.
Yeah, which I think competitions are always a good thing.
Yeah.
Even if it is just a case of, well, promote your business, you can be the feature for the week, rather than a physical.
Yeah.
Here's an Amazon voucher.
Right. On the subject of promoting businesses, because I'm just going to forget about this, we've also got another section on the website called the Creatives Directory. So what we're asking is anyone, it's completely free to go onto it, it's completely free to get your stuff put on.
Cool.
Basically just fill in some details for yourself, so your contact details, a link to your website or your portfolio, wherever you keep it,
mm-hmm.
and either give us permission to download some of your images from your site, or drop us some of your images of your work, or even if you're a musician, send us some samples. We can put samples up on the site as well for you, and it's completely free for people to go onto. It's completely free for people to look at,
mm-hmm.
and it's just there so that everyone's together, and it links out to everyone else as well. So it's just a bit of a bit of a resource for everyone, basically. A resource for employers primarily, much as everyone wants to get employed. So there you go. You know, before I forgot about that.
That's fine. What other things can you highlight from your website?
Let's have a look.
You said obviously we've mentioned downloads. There's not many at the minute, but we've mentioned downloads, directory.
We've also got an article section.
Articles.
So at the moment, the only thing that's on there is photography articles. Which
are done by you.
Which are done by me at the moment. Now, obviously, I'm a photographer, so that's fine for me.
Yeah.
But for a jeweller, that might not be very useful. So
I don't know. I think metal is one of the hardest things to photograph. So if you have a thing, you have an article on that.
Aye.
Yeah, quite a lot of stuff.
Yeah, because that's another thing I'm looking to do is to do a thing. One of the new articles I'm working on is show people how to take pictures of their sort of work, if it's like tangible, solid work that they've done, is how to take photos the best way for that in an easy way that's affordable. Potentially, you can do with your phone and your camera phone.
Portraits as well.
Mm-hmm. Portraits as well.
A lot of makeup artists have been online asking for best lights to use, best cameras to use, and like you don't necessarily need a good camera.
Yeah.
Take good surroundings.
Yeah.
White wall.
Good light.
Good light.
Good location, and any camera will do it. You can get a 5-year-old, 10-year-old point and shoot, take a great photo. A bad photographer with an expensive camera is still a bad photographer. You just need to know how to use it. You're sorted.
Oh, we're posting events as well. I don't know how often the job opportunities. Don't have any yet.
Yeah,
we're getting there.
Yeah, so that's the listings area of the site. So that's very much under construction at the moment. So again, with most of the stuff that we're doing at the moment, it's under construction. So give us some time. We're working on it. Basically, the idea is that we're not necessarily looking for these for you. We're potentially going to start. I'm potentially going to start looking for these things, contacting people, and then getting them to put stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
But primarily, it's a case of it's somewhere you can submit stuff to. Is the listings, so you can submit stuff if you've got art or if you've got
equipment
that you're selling. Then we've got a place for that. We don't take any commission or anything like that. It's just a place for you to show it. Because it doesn't cost us any more to put a page up, and if it's a site that people are on, then why not have it there? Also, workshops and events. We are potentially planning some workshops, potentially.
But we had a guy that used to do photography with us, has a studio in Dundee, and he sent us a few workshops on that he got us to post on the website.
Yeah, and we're also looking to get jobs and opportunities put up as well. So that might even be something to get a qualification, or it could be a paying job as well. Just depends what people put up. So it's just a case of, and if you don't know what you want to put up or what you want to put up, just drop us an email. We can put it up for you. We're probably doing that.
We'll try and put as much up as we can, but I mean, I'm struggling to find a job for myself. So I don't know how well I'm going to do going to college, going to work, trying to find a new job, and trying to find jobs for other people to post on the internet.
Yeah.
So it is kind of take things with a pinch of salt, but it's not there to do everything for you. You do have to still use the things on the website and go and do things for yourself as well.
Yeah, but obviously the longer it goes for, the more it gets worked on, the bigger it'll
If the more, like, again. Even if sending an email out to employers and just going, by the way, if you're needing extra space for listings that are primarily creative based.
Yeah.
We've got a website. That's how like Indeed started.
Yeah.
So which is cool. We're over time, so that's good.
Okay.
We've not had any awkward silences.
Okay.
Anything else that you want to mention?
I think that's just about it. I would just ask that people look at the site, have a wee look about. If you've got any suggestions, let us know. Again, you just go into the contact page, drop me an email, say stuart@5creative.co.uk. I manage the website, so just drop me an email.
We'll put all of these links on the podcast page.
Yeah. Like the Facebook page, share the Facebook page. The more people, the better.
Get involved as well. That's the main thing.
Yeah,
get involved.
I think people are still kind of trying to find... We're still trying to kind of find our feet, but I think a lot of people are still a bit wary.
Yeah.
So we're going to start doing wee competitions and even just getting people to put their work up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you've gone out for I keep talking about photography, but I'm a photographer.
That's fine.
So if you've been out for a photography walk and you've got some great images, post them up. If you're wanting some feedback, if you're doing, for example, if you're doing something for college or for uni and you're wanting a bit of feedback before you submit it,
pop it up.
Post it up. Have you got a hashtag?
We did. It's
we
a
do.
Really cringy one, and
it is
Stuart
very cringy.
Looked at me funny when I said it. But
oh,
it was,
I kind of like it. It's
I like it.
Now.
Okay, what is it?
Hashtag keep on creating.
I kind of like it.
That's cool.
But it's cringy,
it's
but it's kind of good cringy.
But cheesy ones are always the best ones.
Yeah.
It's better than like being
good
really,
cringy.
Like really professional.
Yeah.
Just being like FC creative.
Yeah.
Share. Repost.
Yeah.
Because that would be cool. So if there's a kind of hashtag, then people can just hashtag it and then
exactly.
things
yeah.
can be reposted and stuff like that. What other social medias do you have other than Facebook?
We also have...
So we're covering all bases.
Yeah, so we are actually... We're kind of working on a bit of a strategy for social media at the moment. So we have put our feet... we have put ourselves out there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're kind of re-planning what we're doing with it. But for now, we've got the Facebook group.
Yep.
So we've got a Facebook page, which is for kind of advertising,
yeah.
that sort of thing. And then we've got the Facebook discussion group, which...
Yep.
First and foremost, is for the people who are using the service.
Yep.
It's not for us to get anything from, it's just a discussion group. The other thing we've got is we've got Twitter, we've got Instagram, we have got a YouTube channel, and this is going to be the first video on it, because we're doing a video as well as a podcast. And I think that's it.
Pinterest, so we're not
doing
that.
No, we're not going to do the Pinterest. We might be doing Pinterest later. But
yeah.
you need a lot of content for Pinterest. So I think we're going to build that first
yep.
and then kind of hit Pinterest really hard. But it just depends. It depends how it plays out. And then what is it that the podcast is going up on again?
The podcast will be hosted on Anchor. And then it goes... Anchor basically sends it off to loads of others.
Yeah,
so it sends
yeah.
it to like Apple and...
Oh, right, cool. So we'll have like other
yeah.
podcasts and
so
stuff.
Like,
yeah.
goes on loads of
I can keep them on my phone
have a little listen to yourself
yep. oh no I won't be listening to
won't be listening to myself either.
I'll listen to other ones, but it's just basically yeah get involved, send us stuff, ask us to do stuff, ask us to help with stuff. That's what we're here for.
Yeah,
right now it's kind of just us doing things and no one's really
yeah.
people
we're
are
just,
liking
we're just
things,
kind of working
but...
our way through it, but we'll get there.
We're still early.
Still early stages.
We're not like 5 years in.
Exactly,
so.
Yeah.
Just come and talk to us, email us. We won't bite.
Yeah.
We'll be nice.
Not through a computer anyway, it's fine.
Yeah, not through the computer.
We don't bite.